Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting episode at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Today, I would love to start with this guitar made by Jialan Chen from China, an extremely talented guitar luthier. And I was thinking about Jialan Chen and China and the Chinese guitar luthier, and I actually noticed that art was always playing a big role in the Chinese culture and in general in China through the history of this country. And the craftsmanship in making unique piece of art in this country was always a very central point, and they paid a lot of attention to the art in general. And now I'm also seeing slowly some incredible talented guitar luthiers from China. This guitar made by Jialan Chen is the model Impressionism, and you have also some decorative elements on this guitar, which is also inspired by Andrea Tacchi, because Jialan Chen was also in touch with the Italian guitar master Andrea Tacchi, and he has learned a lot from this guitar luthier. But still, Jialan Chen has his own ideas and the way of building guitars. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and wenge back and sides. It comes also with high quality Alessi tuning machines, and the guitar has also a slightly elevated fingerboard. I played a few tones on this guitar and I was impressed from the first tone, but let's do it together. First of all, congrats to Jialan Chen. He has built a guitar that is, in terms of balance and the loudness between the tones, the amount of overtones between the tones, a great instrument. You are hearing such a compact sound, and the tones are in a very good relation to each other in terms of loudness and also the colors. And the character of this guitar is very smooth and round. It's very pleasant to the ears. As you can hear, the tone is also very lyrical, so they are very long and you can take your time if you are playing melodies, and it's a very satisfying feeling if you are playing this guitar. And it's quite powerful. To be honest, it reminds me a little bit of a double top guitar, but with more tone separation and more dynamic range. lovely. Wow. How would you describe the sound of this guitar? It's, as I said, it has a very smooth and round character, so it gives you a very comfortable feeling when you are playing this guitar. It's very satisfying, but at the same time, you have those colors that you need in a guitar. And a great guitar that offers many, many good qualities, made by Jalan Chen, the Impressionism model, brand new from 2025, and with a beautiful decorative bridge, which is, as I said, a little bit inspired by the Andrea Tacchi, the Italian maestro that Jalan Chen has also learned from him. Well, let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar that I want to present to you is a huge surprise for me, because I've never heard anything about this guitar luthier, and maybe that's my fault, but I was so impressed when I first of all saw this guitar, when I saw the build quality of this guitar, and then when I played a few tones on this, because this is exactly my type of guitar. Powerful, round sound, at the same time great tone separation. And this guitar comes from South Australia. It's made by Ashley Sanders and it's brand new from 2025. It's a lattice braced guitar, as most of the Australian guitars. The weight is not that much Australian. It's still heavy, but not as heavy as a small man guitar. And this guitar comes with a cedar top and, wow, a very beautiful cerakote back and sides. And as you can see, it has an oil finishing, which makes the overall look of the guitar very smooth, and it feels very good somehow. Let me play a few tones on this guitar. It's going to be a premiere probably for you. It's incredible how elastic sounding this guitar is. When I was playing the chords, I could create so many different sound characters on this guitar. Like very dark, very round, very majestic, but at the same time, very humoristic. Gentle. And you have the balance, you have a very good sustain. Thank you. I pass it to you. You talk about the sound of this guitar and I just play the last piece and I don't say anything. Why didn't I know anything about this guitar luthier? I still have to work on my guitar maker's dictionary. Let's move to the next guitar. This very, very beautiful guitar is made by the young Italian guitar luthier, Sebastiano Fracasso. And it's a special instrument. This model is called Arenaria. And I will tell you in a bit something about Arenaria and the meaning behind this name. First of all, it's a traditionally built guitar with 7 fan braces, with a spruce top, Valdifieme, very high quality spruce top, and maple back and sides from Bosnia. The Arenaria was actually, in English it means a sandstone, and it's one of the first materials that the human beings started to work with to create tools and shape objects. And the luthier of this guitar, the Sebastiano Fracasso, loves climbing on the rock, and the reason why he chose this name for this guitar is also because he wanted to connect his inspiration, or let's say hobby, and what he loves to do with art and with this name, Arenaria. For Sebastiano Fracasso, it has a very deep meaning, and this guitar is also built to offer some qualities to the musicians, such as projection, bright sound, a lightness in the tone and also in the weight. And I think Sebastiano Fracasso has achieved definitely his goal, because first of all, it looks beautiful, it's very light, and I have also played a few tones on this guitar, and I think this guitar has a very punchy sound. The projection is very good because you can feel that the tones are being thrown very forward, and also the tone color is beautiful, which is also probably thanks to the special woods that he has used on this guitar. Enough talking, let's play a few tones on it. The first thing what I notice is that there is so much air in this guitar, and also I think the air body frequency of this guitar is very deep. It might be E or F. I mean, it's very deep. You can feel the whole resonance of this guitar through your body. And I loved how the middle tones of this guitar come out very easy. Because on some guitars, somehow it fades out. You hear the deep basses, the high notes and trebles, but in the middle, it's not that clear and it fades out. But in this case, very present. Well, after playing a few pieces on this guitar, I think I can describe the sound very precisely in this way. The character of the tone is actually relatively dark, very smooth. But at the same time, if you are playing pieces and chords, you have a very good tone separation in the guitar, which makes the guitar very impressive and interesting. The character of the tone is round and smooth and a bit dark, but you can follow every tone. And so you have a very good tone separation, despite of the round and dark sound. Congrats to Sebastiano Fracasso for this beautiful instrument, Arenaria. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is also made by a very young Italian guitar luthier, Giovanni Tacchi. And I have reviewed this guitar, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and I love that guitar. And I still love this guitar. It's a Garcia model. It's a very beautiful guitar with Indian rosewood back and sides, and a very beautiful top. And look at this rosette. It's of course inspired by Garcia, Enrique Garcia. And it's also a very lightweight guitar. And I remember still the tone of this guitar from 3 years ago when I was reviewing this guitar, because there are some guitars you can always remember the tone. It's like the voice of someone that you can always remember. You always remember the voice of your parents, your father, mother, brother, and best friend, husband, wife. And this guitar also gives me a feeling of a very familiar sound. But it's not only the voice. This guitar has also some other tonal qualities that you will hear in a bit. Then let's start. It's incredible. The first string is... such a great sustain. The tones are, they have the same loudness, the same intensity, and a lot of soft overtones. But the most important thing for me in this case with this guitar is the character of the tone. It's unmatched. It's just beautiful. It's funny what an instrument can do to you in terms of mental impact and satisfaction. We have one guitar left, and the last guitar of this week is made by Javier Mengual from Spain, from Alhambra Guitars. And last week we had the cedar version of this, and now we have the spruce version of this guitar model, Deseada A. And it's brand new from 2025. It's an exclusively built guitar by Javier Mengual for Alhambra Guitars, and it comes with a high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. The bridge of the guitar, it has a reddish color. I am not sure if it's Indian rosewood or maybe Madagascar or Padauk. You can find more detailed information about this guitar on our website if you're interested in. And please allow me to go straight away into the sound of this guitar, and then we will talk about it. Guitar, especially the basses of this guitar, are coming out very fast and in their full spectrum amount of frequencies. Very well resonating guitar. Powerhouse. Well, it was a Javier Mengual guitar, the Deseada A model from Alhambra Guitars. And what I like about this guitar is that it's very flexible. I have the feeling that you can play different repertoire on this guitar. It has a very fast response. It has the necessary sustain and a very Spanish tone, but you can also shape the tone and make a more round and smooth tone out of the sound of this guitar. That's what impresses me about this guitar. Well, and it was the last guitar of this week. Please make sure to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Let's make the community of the classical guitar bigger together. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.